Attention, attention. This is an important notification for all Savage Nation listeners. As of tomorrow, September 1st, 2015, the Savage Nation podcast will no longer be uploaded to this channel. The new podcast will be uploaded to a different channel. To continue receiving updates and daily podcasts, please go to the new YouTube channel and subscribe at www.youtube.com/michaelsavagevideos. This current channel will continue to upload videos, but will focus more on the 2016 presidential candidates and their speeches. To continue receiving daily podcasts of the Savage Nation, please subscribe to the new channel at www.youtube.com/michaelsavagevideos. The link is also posted below the video for your convenience. Thank you.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, can't sleep
all day. It's a very, very Blue Monday for the men in blue, their wives, their children, and their parents. When we have the equivalent of a revolutionary cop hater in the White House who clearly gave the signal that it's open season on police. As you know, over the weekend, a very, very sad story. A Houston deputy was pumping gas, and a cowardly black man, a filthy, low-life, slimy, low-life coward, came up behind him and shot him in the back of the head and then emptied his gun out on him as he lay on the ground. Not one word from the White House. Not one word from this revolutionary liar in the White House who started this war on the police. I haven't heard the Republican Party say one word. I haven't heard John Boehner call for a special prayer in Congress. I guess they're on vacation. I don't know where they are. Not one word from the White House. Now, how long do you think this will go on until finally there is a civil war in the United States of America? A year ago, I published a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. But Obama started the Civil War. He started it with rhetoric. All wars start with rhetoric. Obama declared war on white police. Obama declared war on the middle class. Obama started this war. And somebody has to stop this maniac before it turns into a full-blown, insane shootout in the United States of America. Nobody will hold Obama responsible for what he did. Nobody. Now, there's a Texas sheriff who happens to be African-American who said the White House and Department of Justice, that would be Eric Holder, started open season on the American police. Listen to clip number three on the Savage Nation. Listen.
I am too pissed off tonight to be diplomatic about what's going on, and I'm not going to stick my head in the sand about it. I said last December that war had been declared on the American police officer led by some high-profile people, one of them coming out of the White House, one coming out of the United States Department of Justice, and it's open season right now. There's no doubt about it.
And that's right. It's open season started by Obama. Now, I can prove it. I can prove it because I put together sound bites going back a year, and you will listen to those who started the... They didn't pull the trigger. Remember that. Obama, Holder, Sharpton, de Blasio, and others, they're the ones who gave it a wink-wink, nod-nod, go out and kill police. They did it with their mouths. You listen to the following montage, and you tell me that they're not responsible for the epidemic of cop killings in the United States of America. Listen on the Savage Nation.
Since Ferguson and the task force that we put together, we have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African-American, often poor, in ways that raise troubling questions.
And you don't judge the fight on one round. Even if we get knocked down We get up
the
and go
low
to the
life
corner
degenerate
and come out fighting the next round.
You belong in a
you
prison.
You won the first round, Mr. Prosecutor.
Did it. They did it.
But don't cut
my
your
opinion
gloves off. Because the fight's not over. Justice
not over
will come.
Not over.
Our police officers cannot be
another one
and cannot be seen as an occupying force disconnected from the communities that they serve.
I'm looking for 10,000 in the midst of the million. 10,000 fearless men who say death is sweeter than continued life under tyranny. Death is sweeter than to continue to live and bury our children.
What parents have done for decades with children of color, especially young men of color, is train them to be very careful when they have a connection with a police officer, when they have an encounter with a police officer.
We cannot just go from episode to episode, city to city.
Street
there
vermin,
must be
sharp.
A national response.
Street rat.
The federal government must
street
come
rat
in and intervene on the issues
street rat
of criminal justice
street
and
rat
policing. Then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
When anybody in this country is not being treated equally under the law, that's a problem. And it's my job as president to help solve it.
All right, now you understand the long march that has led to the execution of police, white police, specifically by black men, an epidemic now in the United States of America. There is an outright war on white police that was started by the gentleman, the gentleman whose voices you just heard on the Savage Nation. See, Obama is the slick architect of all of it. He never says it. But he uses the thug, Al Sharpton, to go out. And look, Sharpton was in and out of the White House 100 times. So he goes in and he tells him what to go out and say. And then he makes believe that he has clean hands. He has no clean hands. So a deputy was shot in the back of the head as he was pumping gas by a black, low-life, cowardly thug. Empties his gun, 15 shots, not one word from the White House. Now let's go back a week. France. Three brave American off-duty military guys, one black, by the way, subdue an Islamist, beat him up, stop him from executing people on a train. Even the socialist president of France, Hollande, gave these men France's highest honor, the Legion d'Honneur. While your president, your lousy president, your divisive, revolutionary, Marxist president, has not yet said one word about those men, those brave men. He has not said one word of sympathy to the family. He has not called for the end of the killing of police by black radicals. He is behind it as sure as I'm standing here. Now, you have to understand how this all works. I laid awake in bed last night and I said this is all part of his master plan. And remember, I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. He has neutralized the military by decapitating the active leadership of the military. He has only yes girls running the military, and that includes the men who are left. He has fired any general that would have stood up to him. He has gotten rid of any admiral who could have blown the whistle on Benghazi. He has decapitated the military the same way Stalin did, the same way every other dictator did, except in dictatorships they just shot them. Here they smear them and fire them. But make no mistake about it, this very dangerous revolutionary Marxist in the White House has deballed our military. And that is why they're not fighting the war against ISIS. That's number one. So he lets ISIS rage across the Middle East. And in America, he releases the mobs on the white police in order to corral them and keep them because they are the only ones who could possibly stand up to what he has coming and what he has in mind. If you think, if you actually think that this dangerous revolutionary Marxist in the White House is simply going to go quietly into the night, in 2016, you are crazy. You are mistaken. He has much more damage ahead for this country. I warn you, He has deballed the police, he has deballed the military, and he's doing it all so that we, the people, are backed into a corner. That's one man's opinion. This is a federal plot to take over the police force, to federalize all local police forces, because they are largely white policemen. This is all about racism from Barack Obama, who is clearly the most racist president you could ever imagine, occupying the highest office in the land. And if you think I'm the only one saying it, well, I really don't care if I'm the only one saying it, but I won't be the only one saying it tomorrow, because millions of you understand that what I just said to you is 100% to be 100% true. And so we see what's going on. Graduating to treason. Graduating to treason. And that was the opening question to my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. And I asked you a question. By asking a question in a statement, rather, I said, people can justify a government's controversial policies and actions for only so long until they see a pattern of abuse of power. Then even the most devout supporters of any regime must decide if they support these extreme policies and actions or oppose them. With the current government under Barack Obama, this point of no return was reached for some when they slowly realized the extent of the vast National Security Agency spying scandal. For others, it was the release of known Islamist terrorists from the Gitmo prison without congressional knowledge. For most Americans, the flood of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants from Central America, purposely created by the administration to overwhelm our southern borders, was the final straw. Still other supporters kept justifying one extremist act after another, justifying the president's policies and actions with rationalizations that included saying that those who opposed them were, quote, right-wing conspirators, racists, Obama haters, and the like. Yet for those of us who study governments that have taken nations from freedom to fascism, the handwriting has been on the wall for many years. My question is this. Will the Obama inner circle of extremist left-wing radicals trigger an event that will provoke an American insurrection, even a civil war? That's the opening to stop the coming civil war. I rest my case. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. So here are the criminals in Black Lives Matter chanting just hours after a lone gunman shot a 47-year-old Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth in the back of the head while he was getting gas. These low-life criminals were chanting, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Stop the coming civil war. Stop the coming civil war that Obama has started. Obama has declared war on the middle class. He's declared war especially on the military. Took care of that internationally. Then he moved on to taking a war stance against the white police in America, who are the only line we have between the low-life rabble who would eat you for breakfast. They'd roast you alive if there were no police. They break your house open, steal everything you have, rape your wife, and steal every possession you have. Make no mistake about it. This is a revolution going on right in front of your eyes. But because you didn't read it in the newspaper, it's not happening. Because it wasn't on the evening news, it's not happening. So a reporter was shot last week by a black man. Reporters just doing their job. No rioting. No signs saying White Lives Matter. No demands for gay flags to come down. No blaming the black community. No social justice messages. No, because as we all know, every mature, rational, logical, thinking adult knows that the suspect and the suspect himself was responsible for his actions and is accountable. And he was probably insane. But I can't say the same for the man who shot the cop in the back of the head. He was doing it under direct orders of his own brain. And the thought that he could get away with it didn't come from his own brain, did it? As I showed you with the sound bites we played. It started over a year ago with Obama, Holder, Sharpton, Farrakhan, de Blasio, and others saying that the police basically are the problem. And in fact, one of them even saying, go out and kill them, point blank. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, a tourist was shot dead in the streets by an illegal alien. Nothing has been done by the useless police department and sheriff's department in San Francisco, who, again, wonderful police department, completely corralled and destroyed by the socialist one-party system under the mayor, who reports directly to the machine that runs out of Sacramento. Meanwhile, the streets of San Francisco are filled with human feces, human urine, and human vermin on bicycles. Over the weekend, the human vermin on bicycles attacked a woman in a car with a bicycle chain, beat up, broke the windows out with a bike lock. They were riding against traffic after tying up traffic, 8:16 p.m. Friday night on a major thoroughfare, and these street criminals beat up a woman, beat up her car, rather, broke her window open, and the police said they cannot prosecute this man, even though they have a picture of him. They said they will not and cannot prosecute him. Road rage cyclist breaks car window with U-lock. We have anarchy, we have outright civil war against civility in this country, and it's all coming from the top. Now, I could ask you what you think, but what's the point of asking you what you think? You're here to listen to what I have to think. So I'll tell you a little bit more about what I have to think. The shooter who killed a Texas cop unleashed 15 shots at close range. He emptied the entire clip of his .40 caliber pistol and another bullet loaded in the chambers. He stood over the dead cop, according to Harris County DA Devon Anderson. Shannon Miles was arraigned for capital murder on Monday morning in the Friday shooting of Deputy Darren Goforth, 47. His mama already said that he didn't do it. His mama already said he was home with her. He couldn't have done it, even though they have ballistics evidence traced to his gun with the bullets that were found in the sheriff's deputy and many other pieces of evidence connecting him directly to the crime. Black Lives Matter disrupted a Minnesota State Fair on Saturday. Black Lives Matter disrupt Minnesota State Fair is my headline. They called for frying pigs at Minnesota State Fair. How much more can this country take under this revolutionary communist in the White House? How much longer can we take it is the question I ask. And what is the reaction going to be, and when will it happen? Why won't the Republicans stand up for the police? Why isn't that one voice in the American political system speaking out for the police who are now being targeted by these criminals? 855-400-7282 is the phone number. WABC, Matthew, go ahead. What's your point?
Yes, hi. My point to you, Dr. Savage, is, you know, the president has an executive order or something of that sort where he is allowed to stay as presidency if there is a war. So under the guise of the coming civil war, I would imagine that he...
Yes, certainly possible. Right, this could be all... we don't know what he has in mind. He's demonic. He's a revolutionary. He's unstoppable. There is no opposition party. There's no opposition press. He could be Papa Doc Duvalier and president for life. This man could be president for 30 years unless somebody stands up to this maniac Frankenstein in the White House. End the story. End the story. What more do you want me to say? How much more can I say than I've already said?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Those are the esteemed shock troops of the White House, the Black Panthers, chanting off the pigs. This is after the cop was killed. They are the SA of the new White House. They are the street thugs of the type that Hitler used, the brown shirts. Here they're called the Black Panthers. In Germany, they were called the brown shirts. And they were meant to intimidate the population so that the dictator could have his sway over every aspect of the population's lives. This is very serious stuff, not easy to do, very depressing, But if no one in the media is willing to stand up for the police, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to play that montage every day this week. I'm going to keep playing it and playing it and playing it until somebody says that the killing of the police must stop. It was started by Obama, Holder, Sharpton, Farrakhan, de Blasio, in my opinion, one man's opinion. This did not happen in a vacuum. War was declared on the American police officer by these people, in my estimation. It went on and on and on, and now they're killing them. Not one word in the media. I didn't see one story. Not one story. And when I turn on radio, I want to throw up. Why, them Republicans, why, if they want to win in 2016, why, I tell you, it's them Dems. And now I have something to tell you about something else, but it's them Republicans. Oh, yeah. No, them Democrats are no good. No, I tell you, them Republicans are real good. We have a special guest on, a regular Republican. We're never going to have those evil Democrats on. Oh, yes. That's what you want to hear on radio? This media must be used to stop the epidemic of violence against the police and to arrest Black Lives Matter, because they are not protesting. They are killing. Their words are killing. I believe in the First Amendment. I live by it. But when you call for killing police and police get killed, that's not yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's yelling kill police in a crowded nation. That's filth. That's slime. Listen to Sheriff Clark in clip number 5, and see if he disagrees with me. 5.
The President of the United States started this war on police. Look, you can't say anything you want in the United States of America. You cannot threaten people's lives. You can't call for the killing of people like we're seeing from some of these things. That is not First Amendment protection. That is protected. That is filth. That is slime. And, you know, there are some law enforcement implications that can be done with the Department of Justice and with state attorney's offices across the United States. I love the First Amendment. I love freedom of speech. You are not free to threaten my life or anybody else's.
That is 100% right. And we, the people, must stand up for the thin blue line. You better stand up for the thin blue line or the street thugs are coming for you. WABC, Tom, your opinion. Go ahead, please.
Michael, you blew my mind because I had my dictionary open in preparation to talk to you, and I was open to the word insurrection, and you finished your opening monologue with the word insurrection. On just a quick good note, yesterday I went to an air show at a reserve base and talked to so many soldiers there. They're such wonderful, beautiful people, and there is a lot of hope. We have to try to hang on to a little hope.
But there's no leadership. He deballed the leadership. He put in radical lesbian feminists at every point in the military. You want me to check my words again?
But the rank and file.
He put radical lesbian feminists everywhere you turn in the military. He's deballed the military so they wouldn't react to him.
I know.
You know? Well, good, then say it. What do we have to gobble our words for? I'm sick of holding back my words. The man is a maniac, anti-American, wants to bring the country to its knees. Somebody's got to stop him. There has to be a move to impeach him. You say, wait a minute. We don't have the votes to impeach him. He's an out-of-control maniac. The only thing that could even stop him would be an impeachment move against him. Do you understand that? I don't want to discuss it. We have no opposition party and no media whatsoever. None. There is no media anymore. The Fourth Estate has become the fifth column. I've said that over and over and over again. Do you know what the Fourth Estate is? That's me. The Fourth Estate is the media. Our job is to be in opposition to an overbearing government. Our job is to call out the government when it's stepping on the people. That's what the Fourth Estate is supposed to do. But when the Fourth Estate starts acting like a fifth column, meaning, well, you'll have to look up the fifth column. I've explained it over and over again. It goes back to the Spanish Civil War. ABC again, New York City. Steve, you have your moment of fame. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to talk with you. You asked the question a few minutes ago, why aren't Republicans standing up for the police? Now, I don't know about the politicians, but I can tell you the people, most gun owners are going to be a Republican. Gun owners are tired of being harassed by law enforcement every time they're in possession of a firearm. In New Jersey, if you're illegally driving from a gun range or to a gun range with a firearm in your car, it is pretty much a de facto search warrant. You're going to have questions.
You're now changing the subject from the killing of police by black thugs instigated by the president and his minions to now the police are no good?
I would die defending a police officer. If I ever saw one on the side of the road wrestling with somebody, I would absolutely stop and defend one any day of the week. But what I'm saying is a lot of people are tired, gun owners, Republicans, of the way that they've been mistreated. There's millions of videos on YouTube.
Well, why don't you join Black Lives Matter and start chanting pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon? Maybe you'll find friends of yours in the Black Lives Matter movement. Maybe the gun owner. Man, no, go join them. Maybe the Republican gun owners would feel comfortable around Black Lives Matter, chanting off the pigs. You might be happy. Go become a Black Panther, see if they'll have you in. That's all. Okay, my friends, what would you like to talk about? I got good callers, but I don't know that you want to hear them. Okay, let's take Pete on WJR. Pete, go ahead and make your point.
I pray for your health and your safety every day for having the guts to say what you just said for the last 30 minutes, and I wish Donald Trump would do that right now. I don't know why he isn't. Maybe it's not time to do that because he hasn't been nominated yet.
No, he can't do it. He cannot do it. He could not do what I can do, because if he breathes the wrong way, the communist vermin in the media will crucify him. And that is why he's got to be very careful in how he approaches the social meltdown of the United States of America under this monster in the White House.
I understand, yeah.
That's my estimation.
But the people
are very frustrated. They're very angry. The taxpayers. You know, I was going through my notes the other day, and I found something I wrote a while ago that is a little off the topic. It's called A Death Poem. And for no reason whatsoever, I'm going to read it to you. Maybe we'll end with the killing of police at another time. I wrote this about a year ago. If you go back to the history of this earth, going back to space and time, going back to God himself, the Big Bang Theory, or the theory of divine creation by God, the beginnings of life, the age of fishes, the age of the coal swamps, the age of reptiles, the first birds, the first mammals, the age of mammals, monkeys, apes, and submen, the Neanderthals and the Rhodesian man, the first true men. If I go back to the beginnings of cultivation, primitive Neolithic civilizations, if I go back to early Egypt and Samaria, primitive nomadic peoples, if I talk with you about the first seagoing peoples, Egypt, Babylon, Assyria, the primitive Aryans, the last Babylonian empire, the empire of Darius the First, if I speak with you of the early history of the Jews, of priests and prophets of Judea, of the Greeks, of the wars of the Greeks and Persians, of the splendor of Greece, or the empire of Alexander the Great, of the museum and library at Alexandria, of the life of Gautama Buddha, of the life of King Ashoka, of Confucius and Lao Tzu, of Roman history and Roman Carthage, the growth of the Roman Empire between Rome and China. If I speak to you of the common man and his life under the early Roman Empire, if I speak with you of the early days of Jesus and the development of doctrinal Christianity, if I tell you of the barbarians and how they broke the empire into East and West, and then I speak with you about the Huns and the end of the Western Empire. And I then speak with you about the Byzantine and the other empires. And then bring you into the dynasties of Sui and Tang in China and Muhammad and Islam. And then go to the great days of the Arabs. And then I speak with you of the development of Latin Christendom and the Crusades in the age of papal domination. And I speak with you of the Mongol conquests. And afterwards, the revival of the Europeans, the reformation of the Latin Church, the Emperor Charles V, the age of political experiments, the new empires of the Europeans in Asia and overseas. If I then speak with you of the American War of Independence and the French Revolution and the restoration of monarchy in France and the uneasy peace in Europe that followed the fall of Napoleon, if I speak with you of the Industrial Revolution, the development of modern political and social ideas, if I then speak with you of the expansion of the United States and the rise of Germany to predominance in Europe, the new overseas empires, the European aggression in Asia, the rise of Japan, the British Empire, the age of armament in Europe, the new order in Russia, the League of Nations, the failure of the League of Nations, the Second World War, the rise of Nazism, the fall of Nazism, the crisis that humanity has faced since World War II, and now we live in America in a time of communist revolution. I would be speaking with you about what? January 15, 2014, Michael Savage, The Death Poem. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. You know, we keep hearing the rhetoric that American government is broken, and it's like a broken record. American government is broken. American government is broken. American government is broken. No, American government isn't broken. Barack Obama broke American government over his knee. How else could you explain that a lowly street organizer, a community street organizer, a communist street organizer, a radical communist street organizer can take over the most powerful nation on earth? Slowly but surely, and I have to be very careful, I'm trying to give you some strategic thinking on the Savage Nation. I'm trying to tell you that we're about to lose the nation for good. I'm trying to tell you that it's not about a broken government. I'm telling you it's about a radical communist who took over the government and has intimidated everybody in the government. I'm telling you what's real. Now, I want to go back to Stop the Coming Civil War. I wrote it a year ago. So far, we don't really have a civil war. The only people dying are white cops. That's all. That's how they do it. First, they take out the thin blue line. You see, and once the thin blue line is gone, who's going to defend you? Who? Bernie Sanders is going to stand up and defend you from the hordes? The thin blue line has kept the hordes from you. And now you're not defending them when they need you, are they? And that's our job. In talk radio, there's been a war on police, a war on the military, and now 150 years after the Civil War, we're facing a situation very similar to the one we faced before the Civil War right here in the United States of America. And while we're still enjoying relative peace, there are subterranean rumblings that portend danger ahead. The outrageous acts to which many have become numb remind us of the months and years before the outbreak of the Civil War. In the words of Thomas Corwin, addressed to Abraham Lincoln on January 16, 1861, he wrote, "I cannot comprehend the madness of the times. Treason is in the air around us everywhere. As I see it, the state of our Union is in the same, most perilous, rather, position it's been in since the 1860s. We are under assault from both inside and out as our government moves to consolidate its domestic power, while at the same time weakening our defenses against the growing power of our global enemies. And all the while, the liberal government media complex watches the storm clouds gather with few keystrokes of reportage, outrage, or resistance." And by now, many of you who listen to this show have realized that we've come to a situation that may threaten our very existence as a nation. This is what will inevitably ensue if we fail to stand up against the forces committed to making it happen. Those are words from Stop the Coming Civil War in the opening chapter written a year ago, and more true today than it was then. My sequel will be out in October. It's entitled Government Zero. It is my last non-fiction political book. I don't care what money is offered to me. I will never write another political book after that one. It's my last book, and there's a reason I wrote Government Zero. And the book is not available for you except on a few websites, Amazon, etc. Fine, you go look at it and see what I'm talking about. Because things have metastasized since Stop the Coming Civil War. I try to warn you in Government Zero how the radical communist left under Barack Obama has now joined forces with the Islamists worldwide in a war against the West. It's the only explanation for what he is actually doing and what we see going on. Okay? It's that simple. So the question is, what are we going to do about it? Tell me what we're going to do about it. Thomas on WMAL, Washington, D.C. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. Just want to say I enjoy your show. I was a parole officer for 30 years, worked closely with the parade police. I was a military police officer for 6 years. I have a master's degree, so I'm very fluent in police work. However, I have to take issue with you regarding President Obama. He did call those three guys who interrupted that terrorist on that train in Spokali of them, and
he did really. How come we didn't? How come we didn't hear much about it? How come he didn't give them the President Medal, the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Instead, he reserves it for poets who couldn't write a screed on a wall. What do you mean? He said it. No one heard it. Maybe you're the only one who heard it.
The media covered it. That's what I heard.
Oh yeah, he muttered a few words. How come he didn't give them the highest award of the land?
Well, they just got back into the United States, Dr. Savage. I'm sure.
I see. So you're a fan of Barack Obama. You like what he's doing to the police.
No, I don't like what he's doing to the police, but the police are killing unarmed men, not white and black.
So you are a black radical.
I never hear you say anything about that.
So you are a member of Black Lives Matter. So you are one of the rabble who hates the police with your master's degree.
For 30 years.
With your master's degree, why don't you just join the Black Panthers and get it over with? Put on one of their olive drab uniforms. Go scream against, roast them in a blanket. You'll feel better, Thomas. You're one of Obama's army. You are the enemy of the police under the camouflage of being a policeman.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention, attention. This is an important notification for all Savage Nation listeners. As of tomorrow, September 1st, 2015, the Savage Nation podcast will no longer be uploaded to this channel. The new podcast will be uploaded to a different channel. To continue receiving updates and daily podcasts, please go to the new YouTube channel and subscribe at www.youtube.com/MichaelSavageVideos. This current channel will continue to upload videos, but will focus more on the 2016 presidential candidates and their speeches. To continue receiving daily podcasts of the Savage Nation, please subscribe to the new channel at www.youtube.com/MichaelSavageVideos. The link is also posted below the video for your convenience. Thank you.
Council.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Here come to
it is The Savage Nation. We've been talking about Obama's war on police and how police are being killed across America, namely white police by black thugs. That's right. It's an epidemic. It's going on. And someone has to say something. And we have to say that all lives matter, not just black lives matter. No, all lives do matter. And we've also got to stand up against the thugs in the Black Lives Matter crowd and understand that many of them are hateful, murderous thugs. And there's a difference between free speech and calling for the murder of police. When they chant pigs in a blanket frying like bacon. When the Black Panthers are threatening Texas cops, we will start creeping up on you in the darkness. And the president does nothing. Then you know that it's he and Sharpton who have conspired to see this day arise in the United States of America. And again, I try to warn you what was coming a year ago would stop the coming civil war. I warned you, and if you think that Obama's going to go away quietly in the night, you are a dreamer. You're a real dreamer if you think that this revolutionary communist is going to just simply hand the reins over to Donald Trump. You must be kidding. There's an awful lot of time left for this man to do mischief. And mischief is what he is all about. He will not rest until America is broken, until every avenue of protest is snuffed out. This man is behind it all as sure as I'm sitting here. You say, well, how can you prove that? Well, you put two and two together. And so what I've done for you is we've gone back to the beginning of the war on police. We're going to play for you the sound bites, and you'll hear some very familiar voices that you'll recognize right away. Some you won't. The voices are those of Barack Obama, his street thug Al Sharpton, who actually is Al Sharpton is Barack Obama in a jumpsuit. Al Sharpton is Barack Obama without the smoothness. That's why he took that street thug in and out of the White House secretly 100 times over the last few years to tell him exactly what to say that he himself could not say. This is how it works. He was sent out to make sure there was a war on police, in my opinion. Then there's Holder, now enjoying a multi-million dollar lifestyle as a lawyer. After wrecking America's peace and harmony, he went back to a law firm. Then there's de Blasio, still ruining New York. Then there's Louis Farrakhan, who asked openly a week ago for men to go out and kill police. He said it. Not one word from the White House at the time. So let's listen to the montage, the cop war montage on the Savage Nation.
Since Ferguson and the task force that we put together, we have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African-American, often poor, in ways that raise troubling questions.
And you don't judge the fight on one round. Even if we get knocked down, we get up and go to the corner and come out fighting the next round. You won the first round, Mr. Prosecutor, but don't cut your gloves off, because the fight's not over. Justice will come to Ferguson.
Our police officers cannot be and cannot be seen as an occupying force disconnected to the communities that they serve.
I'm looking for 10,000 in the midst of the million. 10,000 fearless men who say death is sweeter than continued life under tyranny. Death is sweeter than to continue to live and bury our children.
What parents have done for decades, who have children of color, especially young men of color, is train them to be very careful when they have a connection with a police officer, when they have an encounter with a police officer.
We cannot just go from episode to episode, city to city. There must be a national response. The federal government must come in and intervene on the issues of criminal justice and policing.
Then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
When anybody in this country is not being treated equally under the law, that's a problem. And it's my job as president to help solve it.
My friends, you're in the middle of a civil war. It was started when this communist street agitator was sworn in, and it's only just begun. Not since the run-up to the Civil War have we as a country been more divided. The battle lines have been drawn, and Barack Obama is the general of the opposition to our way of life. That's my opinion. Where is the media? Where is the Republican Party on the execution of a white cop filling a gas tank in Texas, executed by a black criminal, cowardly walked up behind him, shot him in the back of the head, and then emptied his gun 15 shots as he lay on the ground. 15 shots. Obama started this war on police through his dangerous anti-police rhetoric. This maniac has to be impeached for treason. He must be impeached. Of course, we will not get the votes required, but it will start the national dialogue, and he will be exposed for what he really is. That's my opinion. Now, I want to take some calls because I think you are all as upset as I am about the so-called Black Lives Matter phonies. This is an anti-white, anti-cop organization who, if they are not called out for who they are, calling for frying pigs, frying pigs in a blanket, etc., more cops will die. And eventually there will be a reaction that you do not want in this country. Take a look at Syria and you will see what civil war leads to. Civil war is never good. Civil war is bad for everyone. And the reason we are living through this now is because of Barack Obama and his leftist minions. Period. End of story. What do you want me to say to you? Do you want me to say it in a different way, another way? You want me to invent something? I'm telling you what's going on. I see what's going on. And if you don't like my opinion, tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I am wrong. There is a war against white police being killed by black criminals. And the media says nothing. They won't even identify the killer, let alone condemn the killer. And it all goes up to the top. A fish rots from the head down. Never forget that. WMAL Kipper, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
How are you doing today, Dr. Savage? Can you hear me?
I don't answer those questions. We're not having a family conversation. It's not how are you. It's a national show. Goodbye. I can't take it. Call screen is supposed to tell you, don't ask me how I am. That's not a matter of how I am. Have something to say or don't get on the air. That's all. I'm sorry to lose my temper. I'm very emotional right now, and I'm very exhausted from this right now. I had a very bad weekend, by the way, when I see a cop executed, and the rat vermin in the media don't say a word. CNN, criminals. NBC, ABC, CBS, criminals, 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 criminals. Drug addicts, perverts, criminals. I can't take it anymore. This Marxist, Islamist, cowardly media crawling on their hands and knees before the Islamist hordes, crawling on their hands and knees before the hordes of police killers, crawling on their hands and knees, passing for newsmen, these useless, useless Anderson Coopers of the world, these little men, these Lilliputians with their $10 million studios and their acolytes who kiss their toes, worthless, all of them. The media has a job, and the media's job is to be the fourth estate, not the fifth column. Shame on Anderson Cooper. He symbolizes everything wrong with the media. He is the media. He's the cowardly media that has destroyed America. Never forget that. We are here because of men like Anderson Cooper, who permitted Barack Obama to get away with his silk-smooth delivery, while behind him were the agitators and the haters. Never forget this. Never, ever forget what I'm telling you today. Shall I go on to the callers or not? WABC, Marty, go ahead. Maybe we'll end this discussion now and go to something else. Marty, what's on your mind?
Augustine, former New York City housing police, served from 1970 to 1990. I worked in the ghetto, and I was on during the time that the Black Liberation Army was going around killing cops. They attacked two carloads, Waverly Jones, Joseph Piangettini, and Rocco Lori and Gregory Forster. I feel that this communist in office is inspiring these cowardly acts, and the deputy in Texas was executed. You can't think of a more cowardly act than that. And I just want to mention, as 20 years as a cop and 5 years as a sergeant, the most brutal cops that I ever worked with were black cops, not white, because we liked working in the ghetto, and we got along with the people in the neighborhood. The black cops, a lot of them were occupying forces. They had babies with people in the projects. And I saw stuff that you wouldn't believe if I described it to you.
Well, that's your experience, and we cannot generalize. But the issue is how Obama gets away with it because of men like Anderson Cooper. You see, if we had a viable media, if we had a masculine media, if we had a visceral media, if we had an American media, he would not get away with this. He would not be he wouldn't be able to do this over and over again.
Anderson,
how is he able to bully the nation like this? How does he get away with it is the question.
He does it because he has an agenda.
And what is Barry Obama's agenda?
His agenda is to destroy the police, to destroy people's confidence in the police. Right now he's basically saying that the police are vulnerable. The police sometimes think that they're tough. They put on their bulletproof vest. He's saying to the people that these people are ripe. Let's go out and get them. And there's also, at the same time, there's a open season on white people. We've had some murders in St. Augustine by the savages from Jacksonville. So he's just saying to his ilk, to his fellow travelers.
So do you agree with me that there is an actual ongoing civil war in this country right now?
There certainly is. There's a civil war, and the people are similar to what happened in Rhodesia. Exactly.
Okay, well, we'll let it hang in the air. That's all. We'll be right back to take your...
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I'm tired of hearing people call these black activists. They're not activists. This is black slime, and it needs to be eradicated. Here's how you do it. I need every law-abiding person in the United States of America to stand up and start pushing back against this slime, this filth, this disparaging the American law enforcement officer within these communities. When these ugly people come out and start this and start talking this stuff on social media to push back against it, and demand people that belong to these organizations to get out of their town. There's no room for it.
That's Sheriff Clark. These are not black activists. They're black slime. And he is apparently a black policeman. But again, I guess you didn't hear that. It didn't make it to an Anderson Cooper show. Well, it made it to this show because there's a war against the police and this execution of this white police officer with 15 shots as he lay dying has to become a national discussion. There has to be a stop of the war on police, because you're next. Once the thin blue line is gone, they'll come to get you. Now I'll take some calls. Lillian, WABC. Go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, you sound just like a racist bully, is what you sound like.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. What do you think, you're going to intimidate me with that word, racist? You can't scare me. You've used it all your life to scare people. Why don't you have some sympathy for the dead white policeman? You're the racist and the bully. You're the racist and bully. You're a brilliant woman. You must have a master's degree from somewhere. Where'd you get your master's in, stupidity? Where'd you get your master's degree in, public welfare? What'd you get your master's degree in, how to rip the system off and shoot your mouth off at the same time?
How would you feel if it was your child that got killed for no reason?
Oh, so you're supporting the killing of police. Is that it, Lillian?
You're a racist is what you are.
Don't use the racist on me. I'm not going to be intimidated by you. You're a nobody. You're just a loudmouth nobody. You ought to be. You ought to have sympathy for that dead officer, you loudmouth racist, you. You loudmouth racist, you. You loudmouth racist, you. You loudmouth racist, you go back where you came from. Crawl back into the hole you came out of. You ought to have sympathy for the dead officer. I knew it. I knew it. You scratched the surface, and that's what you get. That's what you get. Just scratch the surface. And they wanted the killing of the police, and they want more of them killed. Don't make any mistakes about it. Don't make any mistakes about this. This was not a one-off shot by a deranged criminal. There is a war against white police. It's been triggered by your president, and it's only just begun. End of story. Scratch the surface. You're next. Right under the surface. Right under the surface, you take away the thin blue line, and you're next. WABC, Peter, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I've had it up to here with these people. I can't take this anymore. How come no one from the White House has come down to Texas? Where's Eric Holder? Where is Barack Hussein Obama? Where are these people? What is wrong with this country?
What's wrong with the country has two names, Barack Obama. He is the disease. He is the illness in America. He is the virus that has destroyed this country's heart and soul.
Dr. Savage, what?
Has the virus said one word about the execution of that white policeman? I apologize in advance if I missed it. Did the virus in the White House say one word about the execution of that white policeman?
Not one word. And watch how quickly they sweep this under the rug, just like they did with the white reporter that was killed in Virginia.
Yes, and what about the fact that the black man who killed the white woman and the sound man had a gay flag in his apartment? How come that wasn't a part of the story?
It doesn't fit the media's agenda.
I mean, they ripped down the Confederate flag was ripped down over a murder. Why don't they rip down the gay flag next? That would be crazy. You could blame all gays for his murder, right? Then what are you blaming all people who support the Confederate flag for being racist murderers? Stupid! Idiots! Morons!
and dangerous, stupid idiot morons, and racist, stupid idiot morons. Make no mistake about it. Violent, revolutionary, stupid idiot morons, and there's millions of them. Make no mistake about it. This is not an accident. This is orchestrated.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Just talking about the ambush Texas cop who was shot in the back of the head over the weekend while pumping gasoline by a black criminal. And as the cop lay dying, he was executed with 15 more shots in his head and back. And it's outrageous to me that your president has not said one word. Hillary Clinton, not one word. Certainly, you'd expect one word from the Republican Party. So let's go to the liberal New York Post, now under control of Murdoch's children. And let's look at what the children of Murdoch think is worthy of news. Bono made more money off Facebook than his entire music career. No mention of the cop. Sweet vindication for maligned Tom Brady, sketch artist. The Christian movie hit that's shocking Hollywood. That's probably one of their productions. How to figure out anyone's salary. I went undercover as a topless performer in Times Square. Again, nothing of the cop. Vladimir Putin shows off how little iron he can actually pump. Miley Cyrus was the most narcissistic award show host ever. These are the headlines on the NewYorkPost.com under Murdoch Jr. Then you go down to the news. State Department to release 7,000 more pages of Hillary emails, 150 cents. It's surging Ben Carson, pulls even with Donald Trump in Iowa poll. Moscow Zoo's lonely orangutan will break your heart. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Ambush Texas cop was shot 15 times in head and back. Now, you got to click on the story published by Murdoch Jr. And let's see. The story is ambush cop, suburban Houston police officer was ambushed at a gas station and shot 15 times. Shannon J. Miles appeared briefly, blah, blah, blah. And that's the story. No picture. Oh, there's Shannon Miles. Sorry. You have to scroll down, and then you see Shannon Miles. Unrepentant Shannon Miles. Miles' criminal record begins in 2005 when he was convicted of criminal mischief, giving false information to police and resisting arrest. In 06, the cop killer was convicted of disorderly conduct with a firearm. Sentenced to 15 days in jail. In 07, the cop killer was convicted of evading arrest. In 09, he was again arrested for resisting arrest. The 30-year-old Houston resident was sentenced to several short stints in jail, anywhere from 10 to 6 days. So the officer was pumping gas at a Chevron station Friday night in the middle to upper middle class suburban area of Harris County, northwest of Houston, when the gunman approached him from behind and fired multiple shots, continuing to fire after the deputy had fallen to the ground. Well, what more can I say? The nationwide Black Lives Matter, in my opinion, has triggered this. They've called for this based on the false narrative of Ferguson. Based on the false narrative of Ferguson, your president has basically triggered the civil war against police. And so the party goes on. The walking dead go on. The United States of America goes down. It's one of those days. It's a very serious time in American history, which you can easily ignore by paying attention to media, you know, to entertainment, sports, you know, nonsense if you want. I mean, you can ignore this, which probably sane people would do. But I couldn't ignore it. I was sick over it all weekend. I was agitating over it all weekend that they wouldn't mention it. That Anderson Cooper, that cowardly, useless idiot, the pretty boy on MSNBC. Why does he even have a show on CNN? Why does pretty boy Anderson even have a show? Is he a newsman? What is he? He's an entertainer. Why does he have a multi-million-dollar studio? Why does he not talk about a thing like this? And why am I picking on Anderson Cooper? Because he is a symbol of everything wrong with the Fourth Estate. He has become the fifth column. He is the fifth column. He ought to wear the uniform of the fifth column. Let's see what else is in the news in Murdoch Jr.'s newspaper. Let's see. The obscene drive to avoid any Senate vote on the Iran deal. I haven't even talked about that. The Iran deal is one of the worst possible outcomes of this communist in the White House, this communist revolutionary anti-Semite in the White House. Is that enough for you in one word?
the racist in the White House is doing everything he can to erase America and erase Israel off the map of the world. Does that work for you? Write it down. The racist in the White House is doing everything he can to erase America and erase Israel off the world map. That is part and parcel of the leftist agenda. He is the leader of the leftist agenda. Do you understand that? Okay. JR, WJR in Detroit. Dan, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please. Dan, go ahead.
Hi. Michael, my hat goes off to you because you are so on point. I'm going to tell you something that my dad, who lived through Nazi war Germany, said in the early 70s. He says, if we don't change something in America, there's going to be reverse discrimination. And that's exactly what we're seeing under the Alinsky playbook that Obama is playing by, that Hillary is playing by. They are a disgrace, and you are so correct. They should be.
Well, here's the thing to remember. There's no such thing as reverse racism. It is called racism. And because it's coming from a black president doesn't make it reverse racism. It makes it racism. Because that's what he has used as a fulcrum to get where he is. And he will never stop using it because that is how he maintains his power. Just as that deranged caller called me a racist, she understands the game. She understands the game. Just as during the communist revolution in Russia, they used to grill people and say, are you a member of the party? Are you a loyal member of the party? Or are you anti-party? The new game is, are you now or have you ever been a racist? This is the new McCarthyism, and it's being practiced by minorities and white communists who have used this game for a very long time. I understand the game very well. I've watched them do it my entire life. Every time you criticize people of that particular mental orientation, immediate answer is racism. Racist, racism, racism. Well, it runs two ways. There's no such thing as reverse discrimination. This is discrimination against white people and against, in this case, particularly white police. And there's a reason for it, Dan. The thin blue line, once it's erased, who then will they come for? Tell me who, Dan.
They're going to come for you and me, God forbid. And that's why I've taken up and armed myself, because I am not going to sit quiet.
Well, here's the problem, Dan. The cop was armed. It didn't do him any good. Because the cowardly black man who snuck up behind him shot him in the head from behind. So what good was being armed? What good would being a martial artist do you if you're living in a time of civil war like this?
I agree with you. But
Obama has started a civil war in this country from the day he took office. He has drip, 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 been conducting a war against America. And a war that we have not yet seen the end of, Dan. That's the problem.
Has another year and change to destroy whatever he has.
That is correct. That is how I see it. Dan, we're not alone, by the way. I know some very, very, very intelligent, successful people who see the world exactly the way we see it. He is flooding America with as many Mexicans and as many Muslims and as many Africans and as many Asians as he possibly can. And he is depositing them in largely white communities for one reason only, and that is because he is a genius community organizer. And that is what he always has been, and that is what he continues to be. And he wants to erase any community that is Republican by injecting a Democrat voting base and turning this nation into a third world cesspool for the rest of its 100 years. We'll never crawl out of this for 100 years, and I'll prove it. Many people say, well, you know, if you let in all of these immigrants, eventually they're going to want to be middle class, and they're going to come to understand that socialism doesn't work, the high taxes and bureaucracy works against them, and eventually they're going to become conservatives somewhat, at least fiscal conservatives. But let me give an example to the contrary. I'll make it very personal and very poignant. The Jewish immigration experience, late 1890s, early 1900s, Jews came into this country in the millions. Also, the Italians came in at the same time. But let's focus on the Jewish people. And most of them were left-wingers at the time. And 90% of the Jewish population in this country to this day is still radical left-wing. I don't care if they're multimillionaires in Hollywood. I don't care if they're the biggest lawyer in town. It doesn't matter. They continue to have the same political orientation as their grandfather. And so things don't really change in two generations, do they? And so this great flood of immigrants from the third world that Obama's dumping across America is meant for one reason only. That's to make America into a third world despotic hellhole for the next 200 years. It will never, ever recover from it. Ever. Ever. All of this, by the way, that I just said to you is spelled out in my next book, Government Zero. That's right. I went a few steps beyond Stop the Coming Civil War. And while I cannot offer the book to you today, it's months away from now. I mean, I asked the publisher to speed it up because things are getting so bad, but they cannot change it. You're just going to have to go online for it and pray to God you get a copy while it's still around. All right, let's go on to the callers. KFTL, is that FTL in Florida, Fort Lauderdale? Gloria, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, Michael, I have had it. I am proud to say I am a white woman. My father was an immigrant. He came here legally on a boat, and it wasn't first class. He worked hard for my mother, my sister, and I, and we had a successful life. So here I am today, a senior citizen, 8 grandchildren. I have had it. I am worried to death. And yes, for those of us who read and study, we know what Mr. Obama is all about. We know the Saul Alinsky. We know the rules for radicals, which, by the way, you cannot get the first edition anymore, because it's all been changed.
Well, we don't have to quote Saul Alinsky because he's been replaced by Barack Obama. Barack Obama's rules for radicals greatly, greatly, greatly transcend those of Saul Alinsky. Barack Obama is the man who wrote the textbook on rules for radicals. He is destroying the entire Western world, single-handedly destroying the Western world. Can you explain to me, for those of you who are skeptical about what I just said, why your president, your great liberal president, has not destroyed ISIS? Can you explain to me why he lets them rape, murder, kidnap, trade people in slavery, hold slave houses where young girls are raped by Muslims in ISIS, why he won't blow up their training camps? There's a map of their training camps all over Syria and Iraq. Why has he not ordered our military to destroy those training camps? Can anyone explain that to me? The answer is because he wants them to thrive. He wants them to rise. He wants them to take down Assad. And then what will we have? Has he thought that through? Has he thought that through?
Michael, about the military. The military is so soft. We have these generals with all their medals speaking to congressmen, sounding like little robots.
They sound like little girls on medication. They're paper generals. The real generals were fired by Barack Obama. 4 of them and 1 admiral who are willing to save the people in Benghazi were dismissed by Stalin in the White House. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, so the newspapers, the television, by and large, the news, is the reason America's in such trouble, because they're supposed to be the fourth estate. They're supposed to keep an out-of-control government in check. Instead, they're working hand in glove with this oppressive regime. I'll give you another example. I read from the New York Post. Let me show you the headlines on New York's Daily News right now. And the day after the cop was executed, being shot in the back of the head, the headline, I swear to God, is not about that. This is why I hate coming to Dayton. Black man pulled over for making direct eye contact with Ohio police officer. So in other words, that now is bigger than the murder of the white policeman. Next story is Texas teen drowned toddler to make room for unborn child, cops. Mentally ill Georgia woman found with 5 kids in homeless shelter 2 days after disappearing. Oh, here it is. Accused cop killer unloaded his entire weapon at Texas sheriff's deputy who was pumping gas. Here's another one from the esteemed Daily News. Mexican man says his 19-inch penis is too big for him to work. A Mexican man says a 19-inch penis prohibits him from being able to work or have a relationship with a woman. Well, there's a Good Morning America story right there. That's GMA. That's tomorrow's GMA. Perhaps he should be given the Presidential Medal for Freedom.
Let's see. Remembering Wes Craven's most terrifying films. I don't know. What Virginia Killer Vester Lee. That's the black gay man who executed the reporter. Virginia Killer Vester Lee Flanagan wrote letters to Pal ranting about lack of sex. Oh! His days as a male prostitute in California when life was so much better. Oh, come on. That's buried in the Daily News? The reporter? The reporter was a male prostitute in California before becoming a reporter? Hello? Hand in glove. Hand in glove. I'm not implying that all reporters in the media were once male prostitutes, but they may as well be on-air male prostitutes for what they do to this country. I didn't know that. Virginia Killer Vester Lee Flanagan wrote letters to Pal, ranting about lack of sex. You see, the problem is that a society failed Vester Lee. He slipped through the cracks. He didn't have enough sex. And if only we lived in, I don't know, Sweden or Denmark, a man with this much pent-up sexual need would have turned to the government for a sex partner. They would have sent him a mail every other day, a government mail every other day. Along with the mail would come a mail in order to have him feel good and defuse the situation. You see, we failed him. The sick killer who shot the reporter and the newsman, remember that one last week? He put out a sick sex rant. Two people in his day. And he wrote a letter about his glory days as a gay escort were behind him. He's from Oakland, California, by the way, where Black Lives Matter, I think, thrives. Vester Lee Flanagan lamented shortly before killing two people that he was sexually frustrated. You see, to a liberal, it means that our society failed him. He slipped through the cracks. He wasn't given mental health care. The government failed him. If only we had single-payer male prostitutes. He wouldn't have done this. If only the government had provided him with a prostitute of whatever his orientation might be. He wouldn't have done this. So it's we society who failed Vester Lee Flanagan. We actually pulled the trigger on that reporter and the newsman. We did it because we failed this man. We didn't give him the sexual release that he needed through a government-supplied male prostitute. And so there's a lot of work left to be done by this administration before they leave office. A lot of work indeed. Unlimited work, as a matter of fact. This is the Savage
Join
Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Attention. Attention. This is an important notification for all Savage Nation listeners. As of tomorrow, September 1st, 2015, the Savage Nation podcast will no longer be uploaded to this channel. The new podcast will be uploaded to a different channel. To continue receiving updates and daily podcasts, please go to the new YouTube channel and subscribe at www.youtube.com/MichaelSavageVideos. This current channel will continue to upload videos, but will focus more on the 2016 presidential candidates and their speeches. To continue receiving daily podcasts of the Savage Nation, please subscribe to the new channel at www.youtube.com/MichaelSavageVideos. The link is also posted below the video for your convenience. Thank you.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag or sleeve on me.
Hey, welcome to The Savage Nation. We're talking about the war on white police. We're talking about the illegitimate Black Lives Matter movement. We are talking about the fact that Obama started this war on police. We are talking about the civil war that Obama has triggered with his rhetoric. We are talking about Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Al Sharpton, Bill de Blasio, and their constant drip, 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 drip attacks on police, which has now led to an epidemic of killing of police. And that's why we're talking about it. We got to stop this.
because I remind those of you who consider yourselves liberals, many of you listen to me and you say, you know, I listen to you, but I don't really believe, you know, your philosophy is correct. But I like to have a, you know, diverse opinion. I want to hear all sides. Well, for those of you who are good liberals out there in your nice safe houses, who are above it all, and you don't really believe that it's liberalism that's causing this social unrest, or that it's liberalism that's causing us to lose the war against the worst scourge on the planet since Adolf Hitler called ISIS. Let me give you an example of something you should pay attention to, or a thought, rather. The thin blue line, which is the police, once it is erased by Barack Obama and his minions, they will come for you. The same hordes that are shooting police will shoot you. Why do you think they're called the thin blue line for so long? Because they're the only thing we have between us and the violent criminals out there of any race. Let's be very clear about it. And so the best way to erase the thin blue line is to start a war against them and replace them with a federal police force that answers only to Al Sharpton. Never forget how powerful this street rat has become. The street rat Al Sharpton, who was always a street agitator and nothing more, has been doing the dirty work for Barack Obama for well over 2 years now. The street agitator Al Sharpton is the one who picked our current Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. Never forget that. He is the one who told Barack Obama who to make the Attorney General. If you could believe that the country is that upside down, that's how it is. It's that upside down. And it doesn't portend well for the current state of affairs, nor the future of this great nation. And so that's why I think it's very important that we talk about it. I referenced my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which came out a year ago, which happens to be now available in paperback if you couldn't get one then. But I said then that the time is now and America is at the breaking point. Michael Savage made his case for changing the current government and every page of Stop the Coming Civil War, as he lays bare the liberal left-wing policies that eat away at the principles patriots hold most dear. Well, that's a simple way to put it, but it's intellectually much more satisfying than that if you read the book itself. Because fundamentally, I'm a scholar by training and a writer by profession, who then went into talk radio 21 years ago. But fundamentally, it's the written word that matters to me. As good as I am by the spoken word, the written words have much more depth to them. So, again, I invite those of you who are living through this terror campaign against police to understand that they're coming for the police now, but eventually it's your safety that's at stake. We have to support the police. It's Obama who is behind it, and I can prove it to you in less than 2 minutes. I want you to listen to the sound bites that follow, but I warn you, if you're faint of heart, you better pay careful attention to your heart rate. Listen.
Since Ferguson and the task force that we put together, we have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African-American, often poor, in ways that raise troubling questions.
And you don't judge the fight on one round. Even if we get knocked down, we get up and go to the corner and come out fighting the next round. You won the first round, Mr. Prosecutor, but don't cut your gloves off, because the fight's not over. Justice will come to Ferguson.
Our police officers cannot be and cannot be seen as an occupying force disconnected to the communities that they serve.
I'm looking for 10,000 in the midst of the million. 10,000 fearless men who say death is sweeter than continued life under tyranny. Death is sweeter than to continue to live and bury our children.
What parents have done for decades, who have children of color, especially young men,
Mario de Blasio,
is train them to be very careful when they have a connection with a police officer, when they have an encounter with a police officer.
We cannot just go from episode to episode, city to city. There must be a national response. The federal government must come in and intervene on the issues of criminal justice and policing.
Then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
When anybody in this country is not being treated equally under the law, that's a problem. And it's my job as president to help solve it.
Armed Black Panthers to Texas cops, quote, "We will start creeping up on you in the darkness." This is all a product of Barack Obama, community organizer. Armed Black Panther members marched in front of the Waller County Jail and shouted, "You're going to stop doing what you're doing or we will start creeping up on you in the darkness." Statement was made just 2 weeks before the assassination of the deputy sheriff the other day. Shannon Miles, a black male, came creeping up behind Harris County Deputy Darren Goforth in the darkness on the night of August 28th. And while the officer stood at a convenience store pumping gas into his patrol vehicle, Miles raised a pistol and shot him dead, allegedly. Allegedly. The comments about "we'll creep up on you in the middle of the night" were made by the leader of the Houston-based chapter of the new Black Panther Party. They were captured on a short video clip from the scene by the Houston Chronicle. There's been no arrest made. No arrest by Loretta Lynch's Justice Department. No arrest of the Black Panther Party for provoking these murders. No trial. Armed to the teeth with assault weapons and other guns. Yes, indeed, my friends, the coming civil war. Nothing about the rhetoric leading to their death. So I think I've made my point. I've done it for 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's not that I'm running out of steam, but I made my point. I made a commitment to play the tapes. My able team of Jim and Doug and Ryan put together the sound bites this morning for me because I couldn't sleep very well over the weekend. I was agitated, really bad agita over the killing of that cop by this black thug, because this is not the first nor is it the last that we're going to see of this. This is a civil war as sure as I'm sitting here. It started with rhetoric. All wars start with rhetoric. Never forget that. And I'm going to remind you of something else that you may not know. We all know how horrible the Holocaust was in World War II. We know that it led to the death of 6 to 7 million Jews and approximately 8 to 9 million others in the Nazi death camps. What you don't know is that it began with rhetoric. It did not begin with the gassing of people. It began with rhetoric. It began with speeches against the Jews, and eventually it led to their gassing. And so the dangerous rhetoric of Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, Bill de Blasio, and the others, in my opinion, is extremely dangerous because it's leading to this execution, these executions of police. And it has to be stopped. Now, we have no opposition party. John Boehner is a disgrace of a human being. There is no opposition party, as you know that. There is no opposition press, as you know. It's a very dangerous time. It's one man's opinion. The minute I come back, I'll take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
We now turn again to the Commander-in-Chief, Barack Obama, the man who refuses to lift a hand against ISIS as they continue to rage across the Middle East. And the worst part of his entire legacy is yet to be seen. Should he grant Iran the ability to build a nuclear weapon or several? So he gave an interview today with the communist, the socialist Jewish newspaper, Forward. Forward is a socialist newspaper, always has been. It always appealed to the ILGWU types of left-wing Jews. So Obama goes to the left-wing Forward, and he gives an interview where he says, "There's not a smidgen of evidence suggesting I'm anti-Semitic." I want you to listen to this. I don't have the sound yet.
He says there's not a smidgen of evidence, other than the fact that there have been times where I've disagreed with a particular Israeli government's position on a particular issue, Obama said in an interview with Forward.com when asked about how he felt about the accusation. He said he cares deeply about Israel. Deeply about Israel. And he goes on to being black. Again, he hides behind his race now to cover his communism. And then he ends it with the left-wing socialist Forward by talking about bagels and lox. This is so stereotypical, it's worth reading. And he says, I think as an African-American, I understand. History teaches that man can be very cruel to man. And you have to take threats seriously, he said. This is while he's giving the number one terrorist state on the globe a nuclear weapon or the ability to build one. Then he goes on with the softball interview and he says about eating bagels during his interview, declaring that poppy seed bagels were his favorite. Jane Eisner, the foolish fellow traveler, editor of Forward, then says, And what do you like on a poppy seed, Mr. President? Just a schmear, Obama said. Lox and capers okay, but generally just your basic schmear. This passes for journalism in the United States of America. This passes for a Jewish voice in the United States of America. This passes, passes for, I don't know what it passes for. Doesn't pass for anything. Doesn't matter whether he's anti-Semitic or not. What matters is that Iran must be stopped from getting the bomb. When you see that even Chuck Schumer, as liberal as they come, abandoned Obama in his quest to grant Iran a bomb, as did several other, I would say, honorable senators and congresspeople who are very liberal, who put their brains and their brains ahead of their desire for personal gain. Because I can guarantee Obama offered them a royal ransom, a royal, royal ransom if they go along with him, but they didn't. He's lost quite a few of his. And by the way, it's no guarantee that he can get away with it. There's no guarantee. He doesn't have enough votes. He, at this time, does not have enough votes to guarantee an override of a veto. By the way, it may be that we just might see in our lifetime this communist street organizer finally stopped in his tracks by Congress. Maybe. WBAP John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, Obama's civilian army, one has to wonder what that's really about.
You mean that old campaign promise? I want to see a national civilian army, better funded, that one?
Yes, and he has built that army, I believe, and I have to wonder, where are they located? Do they have a base? What kind of ordnance do they have? I'm sure they got millions around.
Well, I think the civilian army could be considered the TSA. That's part of a civilian army, isn't it? DHS would be part of TSA, DHS. Now throw in a few gangs, and you have a civilian army, don't you?
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. He actually put together a civilian army. I watched a video on YouTube about it with him training, and I have to wonder what these people are.
Well, where is the civilian army? Is that the Black Panthers? Are they the civilian army he promised?
No, I think it is. A specific group of people that he considers an army, and there's no. It's not in a general sense like you're talking about. I think there's a specific group of people that is a fundamental army, and I think they're well armed.
Well, I think Obama's civilian army would consist of Anderson Cooper, all the reporters on CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, and 90% of them on Fox News. That's part of the intelligentsia of Obama's army, isn't it?
Well, I would agree with that, but I think there is a combat army that he has put together.
Well, where are they? Who are they? I don't know about that.
Well, I'm asking, who are they?
I don't know who they might be. I mean, the problem is, who are they? Where are they? We know he's handcuffed the military. He's now out to handcuff the white police across America, and he's moving in for total and absolute control over this country. That's my fear. I hope I'm wrong. It's that simple. I hope I'm wrong. KBET. Las Vegas. John, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'm a former Marine using my earned benefits to go through college just to be lied to and see the promotion of racism and the lack of true leadership training. They think affirmative action helps, but it's really the cause of racism. Don't you agree?
I don't even have to add to that. I'm a victim of affirmative action, but I became the worst enemy of the left they could ever imagine. Because they excluded me from what I actually wanted to be because of my race,
What happened is I wound up in radio quite by, let's say, Gert and chance and God's will, and I am now teaching an audience 100,000 times larger than the entire audience. I have an audience 100,000 times larger in any 15 minutes than I would have had in my entire lifetime as a college teacher. I have an audience every 15 minutes on this radio show that's larger than any, imagine any football stadium in America. I think the largest holds, what is it, 200,000 people? Well, the AQH on this radio show is larger than that every 15 minutes. Don't underestimate the Savage Nation. I've been on radio for 21 years, and I'm now reaching a very large audience, very significant audience of thinking people, and I wanted to point out today, as I hope I have done, that Obama has started a civil war, that his attack on the police with Holder, de Blasio, Al Sharpton, and the others has now led to the execution of police across America. And we, the people, must say enough is enough. We must say no to this communist radical in the White House. We must demand accountability. We must demand that it stop. We must demand that the Republicans give homage, a memorial to this dead cop. We must demand that this killing of cops stop, because you're next. Once they erase the thin blue line, they will come for you behind your white picket fence. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So here are the criminals in Black Lives Matter chanting just hours after a lone gunman shot a 47-year-old Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth in the back of the head while he was getting gas. These low-life criminals were chanting, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Stop the coming civil war. Stop the coming civil war that Obama has started. Obama has declared war on the middle class. He's declared war especially on the military. Took care of that internationally. Then he moved on to taking a war stance against the white police in America, who are the only line we have between the low-life rabble who would eat you for breakfast. They'd roast you alive if there were no police. They'd break your house open, steal everything you have, rape your wife, and steal every possession you have. Make no mistake about it. This is a revolution going on right in front of your eyes. But because you didn't read it in the newspaper, it's not happening. Because it wasn't on the evening news, it's not happening. So a reporter was shot last week by a black man. Reporters just doing their job. No rioting. No signs saying White Lives Matter. No demands for gay flags to come down. No blaming the black community. No social justice messages. No, because as we all know, every mature, rational, logical thinking adult knows that the suspect and the suspect himself was responsible for his actions and is accountable. And he was probably insane. But I can't say the same for the man who shot the cop in the back of the head. He was doing it under direct orders of his own brain. And the thought that he could get away with it didn't come from his own brain, did it? As I showed you with the sound bites we played, it started over a year ago with Obama, Holder, Sharpton, Farrakhan, de Blasio, and others saying that the police basically are the problem. And in fact, one of them even saying, go out and kill them, point blank. The shooter who killed a Texas cop unleashed 15 shots at close range. He emptied the entire clip of his .40 caliber pistol and another bullet loaded in the chamber as he stood over the dead cop, according to Harris County DA Devon Anderson. Shannon Miles was arraigned for capital murder on Monday morning in the Friday shooting of Deputy Darren Goforth, 47. His mama already said that he didn't do it. His mama already said he was home with her. He couldn't have done it, even though they have ballistics evidence traced to his gun with the bullets that were found in the sheriff's deputy and many other pieces of evidence connecting him directly to the crime. Black Lives Spatter disrupted a Minnesota State Fair on Saturday. Black Lives Spatter disrupt Minnesota State Fair is my headline. They called for frying pigs at Minnesota State Fair. How much more can this country take under this revolutionary communist in the White House? How much longer can we take it is the question I ask. And what is the reaction going to be, and when will it happen? Why won't the Republicans stand up for the police? Why isn't that one voice in the American political system speaking out for the police who are now being targeted by these criminals? I haven't heard the Republican Party say one word. I haven't heard John Boehner call for a special prayer in Congress. I guess they're on vacation. I don't know where they are. Not one word from the White House. Now, how long do you think this will go on until finally there is a civil war in the United States of America? A year ago, I published a book called Stop the Coming Civil War. But Obama started the civil war. He started it with rhetoric. All wars start with rhetoric. Obama declared war on white police. Obama declared war on the middle class. Obama started this war. And somebody has to stop this maniac before it turns into a full-blown, insane shootout in the United States of America. Obama, Holder, Sharpton, de Blasio, and others, they're the ones who gave it a wink-wink, nod-nod, go out and kill police. They did it with their mouths. You tell me that they're not responsible for the epidemic of cop killings in the United States of America. Nobody will hold Obama responsible for what he did. Nobody. Now, there's a Texas sheriff who happens to be African-American who said the White House and Department of Justice, that would be Eric Holder, started open season on the American police. Listen to clip number three on the Savage Nation. Listen.
I am too pissed off tonight to be diplomatic about what's going on, and I'm not going to stick my head in the sand about it. I said last December that war had been declared on the American police officer led by some high-profile people, one of them coming out of the White House, one coming out of the United States Department of Justice. And it's open season right now. There's no doubt about it.
And that's right. It's open season started by Obama. Now you understand the long march that has led to the execution of police, white police, specifically by black men, an epidemic now in the United States of America. There is an outright war on white police. See, Obama is the slick architect of all of it. He never says it. But he uses the thug, Al Sharpton, to go out. And look, Sharpton was in and out of the White House 100 times. So he goes in and he tells him what to go out and say. And then he makes believe that he has clean hands. He has no clean hands. So a deputy was shot in the back of the head as he was pumping gas by a black, low-life, cowardly thug. Empties his gun, 15 shots, not one word from the White House. Now let's go back a week. France. Three brave American off-duty military guys, one black, by the way, subdue an Islamist, beat him up, stop him from executing people on a train. Even the socialist president of France, Hollande, gave these men France's highest honor, the Legion d'Honneur. While your president, your lousy president, your divisive, revolutionary, Marxist president, has not yet said one word about those men, those brave men. He has not said one word of sympathy to the family. He has not called for the end of the killing of police by black radicals. He is behind it as sure as I'm standing here. Now, you have to understand how this all works. I laid awake in bed last night and I said this is all part of his master plan. And remember, I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War. He has neutralized the military by decapitating the active leadership of the military. He has only yes girls running the military, and that includes the men who are left. He has fired any general that would have stood up to him. He has gotten rid of any admiral who could have blown the whistle on Benghazi. He has decapitated the military the same way Stalin did, the same way every other dictator did, except in dictatorships they just shot them. Here they smear them and fire them. But make no mistake about it, this very dangerous revolutionary Marxist in the White House has deballed our military. And that is why they're not fighting the war against ISIS. That's number one. So he lets ISIS rage across the Middle East. And in America, he releases the mobs on the white police in order to corral them and keep them because they are the only ones who could possibly stand up to what he has coming and what he has in mind. If you actually think that this dangerous revolutionary Marxist in the White House is simply going to go quietly into the night, in 2016, you are crazy. You are mistaken. He has much more damage ahead for this country. I warn you, he has deballed the police, he has deballed the military, and he's doing it all so that we, the people, are backed into a corner. That's one man's opinion. This is a federal plot
to take over the police force, to federalize all local police forces because they are largely white policemen. This is all about racism from Barack Obama, who is clearly the most racist president you could ever imagine, occupying the highest office in the land. And if you think I'm the only one saying it, well, I really don't care if I'm the only one saying it, but I won't be the only one saying it tomorrow, because millions of you understand that what I just said to you is 100% true. Very serious stuff, not easy to do, very depressing. But if no one in the media is willing to stand up for the police, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to stop until somebody says that the killing of the police must stop. It was started by Obama, Holder, Sharpton, Farrakhan, de Blasio, in my opinion, one man's opinion. This did not happen in a vacuum. War was declared on the American police officer by these people, in my estimation. It went on and on and on, and now they're killing them. Not one word in the media. I didn't see one story. Not one story. And when I turn on radio, I want to throw up. Why, them Republicans, why, if they want to win in 2016, why, I tell you, it's them Dems. And now I have something to tell you about something else, but it's them Republicans. Oh, yeah, no, them Democrats are no good. No, I tell you, them Republicans are real good. We have a special guest on, a regular Republican. We're never going to have those evil Democrats on. Oh, yes. That's what you want to hear on radio? This media must be used to stop the epidemic of violence against the police and to arrest Black Lives Matter, because they are not protesting. They are killing. Their words are killing. I believe in the First Amendment. I live by it. But when you call for killing police and police get killed, that's not yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's yelling kill police in a crowded nation. That's filth. That's slime. Listen to Sheriff Clark in clip number 5. And see if he disagrees with me. 5.
The President of the United States started this war on police. Look, you can't say anything you want in the United States of America. You cannot threaten people's lives. You can't call for the killing of people like we're seeing from some of these things. That is not First Amendment protection. That is protected. That is filth. That is slime. And, you know, there are some law enforcement implications that can be done with the Department of Justice and with state attorney's offices across the United States. I love the First Amendment. I love freedom of speech. You are not free to threaten my life or anybody else's.
That is 100% right. And we, the people, must stand up for the thin blue line. You better stand up for the thin blue line, or the street thugs are coming for you. And so we see what's going on. Graduating to treason. Graduating to treason. And that was the opening question to my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. And I asked you a question. By asking a question in a statement, rather, I said, people can justify a government's controversial policies and actions for only so long until they see a pattern of abuse of power. Then even the most devout supporters of any regime must decide if they support these extreme policies and actions or oppose them. With the current government under Barack Obama, this point of no return was reached for some when they slowly realized the extent of the vast National Security Agency spying scandal. For others, it was the release of known Islamist terrorists from the Gitmo prison without congressional knowledge. For most Americans, the flood of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants from Central America, purposely created by the administration to overwhelm our southern borders, was the final straw. Still other supporters kept justifying one extremist act after another, justifying the president's policies and actions with rationalizations that included saying that those who opposed them were, quote, right-wing conspirators, racists, Obama haters, and the like. Yet for those of us who study governments that have taken nations from freedom to fascism, the handwriting has been on the wall for many years. My question is this: will the Obama inner circle of extremist left-wing radicals trigger an event that will provoke an American insurrection, even a civil war? That's the opening to stop the coming civil war. I rest my case. I'll be back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
talking about Obama's war on police and how police are being killed across America, namely white police by black thugs. That's right. It's an epidemic. It's going on. And someone has to say something. And we have to say that all lives matter, not just black lives matter. No, all lives do matter. And we've also got to stand up against the thugs in the Black Lives Matter crowd and understand that many of them are hateful, murderous thugs. And there's a difference between free speech and calling for the murder of police. When they chant pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. When the Black Panthers are threatening Texas cops, we will start creeping up on you in the darkness, and the president does nothing. Then you know that it's he and Sharpton who have conspired to see this day arise in the United States of America. And again, I try to warn you what was coming a year ago would stop the coming civil war. I warned you. And if you think that Obama's going to go away quietly in the night, you are a dreamer. You're a real dreamer if you think that this revolutionary communist is going to just simply hand the reins over to Donald Trump. You must be kidding. There's an awful lot of time left for this man to do mischief. And mischief is what he is all about. He will not rest until America is broken, until every avenue of protest is snuffed out. This man is behind it all as sure as I'm sitting here. You say, well, how can you prove that? Well, you put two and two together. Al Sharpton is Barack Obama in a jumpsuit. Al Sharpton is Barack Obama without the smoothness. That's why he took that street thug in and out of the White House secretly 100 times over the last few years to tell him exactly what to say that he himself could not say. This is how it works. He was sent out to make sure there was a war on police, in my opinion. Then there's Holder, now enjoying a multi-million dollar lifestyle as a lawyer. After wrecking America's peace and harmony, he went back to a law firm. Then there's de Blasio, still ruining New York. Then there's Louis Farrakhan, who asked openly a week ago for men to go out and kill police. He said it. Not one word from the White House at the time. My friends, you're in the middle of a civil war. It was started when this communist street agitator was sworn in. And it's only just begun. Not since the run-up to the Civil War have we as a country been more divided. The battle lines have been drawn, and Barack Obama is the general of the opposition to our way of life. That's my opinion. Where is the media? Where is the Republican Party on the execution of a white cop filling a gas tank in Texas, executed by a black criminal, cowardly walked up behind him, shot him in the back of the head, and then emptied his gun 15 shots as he lay on the ground. 15 shots. Obama started this war on police through his dangerous anti-police rhetoric. This maniac has to be impeached for treason. He must be impeached. Of course, we will not get the votes required, but it will start the national dialogue, and he will be exposed for what he really is. That's my opinion. I think you are all as upset as I am about the so-called Black Lives Matter phonies. This is an anti-white, anti-cop organization who, if they are not called out for who they are, calling for frying pigs in a blanket, etc., more cops will die. And eventually there'll be a reaction that you do not want in this country. Take a look at Syria and you will see what civil war leads to. Civil war is never good. Civil war is bad for everyone. And the reason we are living through this now is because of Barack Obama and his leftist minions. Period. End of story. What do you want me to say to you?